And now it's time for... Oh yeah, the moment many of you have been waiting for. It's time for our terrorism update on the Drew Marshall Show with the bomb, Mubeen Sheikh, ex-Muslim extremist turned undercover intelligence operative, author of Undercover Jihadi. You want to join us as the bomb gives us the truth about the latest acts of terrorism in this crazy world of ours? Please put your hands together for the one and only Mubeen Sheikh. Dude, what's going on, big guy? What's going on?
While you're putting your hands together, make sure that blue and red do not touch. Okay?
When was the last time you actually blew something up? I want to know that. Seriously.
Oh, man. Oh, geez. Oh, man. I can't admit that on the air.
Okay, moving along, then, Mr. Undercover Jihadi. So what is going on with Air Egypt? Is it Egypt Air or Egyptian Air or Air Egypt? What's going on with those guys? Because Trump came out right away, said it was terrorism. Eventually, Hillary said, yeah, it's terrorism. But now there's people saying, well, we're really not sure, and the smoke in the bathroom and smoke in the quarter. Dude, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, the general rule is planes don't fall out of the skies. Okay.
Right.
And there are only two ways we know that can happen. Either it's a technical failure or a deliberate attempt. Whether it's like shot down by a missile, it's a hijacking, it's a bomb on the plane. So this is why they're looking at terrorism, because there was this sudden movement in the air, a lurch to the left, a lurch to the right, and several smoke alarms. So now that in and of itself doesn't really say much other than it moved and there was smoke. Was it because of mechanical failure? Was it because of a bomb on board? The professional investigative boards are not going to say anything until they know for sure. But on a balance of probabilities, it's terrorism.
Yeah. But nobody's claimed responsibility yet.
Not yet. It's possible they're waiting for their assets to be moved out of location. Another point is it originated in France, in Paris. And if you look back, I mean, Paris Airport has had a number of problems with extremists who have access to sensitive areas in the airport on the tarmac. Others were suggesting it might have been an inside job. Surprisingly, this exact same plane has had graffiti left on its undercarriage saying this plane will be brought down.
What?
Yeah. There were two previous incidences. Of graffiti. So one theory is even it was an inside job against Sisi, because at an earlier point he would have flown on that kind of plane. So there are many theories out there: hijacking gone bad, inside job, or mechanical failure. It was not taken down by a missile, because the surface air missiles, the man pads that are already now on the ground in Iraq and Syria, don't reach that high a ceiling.
Right. Okay. Mubeen, do you, your ear is to the ground, so to speak, but the channels that you listen to and talk to and the people you hang out with, do you tend to get a little scuttlebutt before the rest of the world, or do you kind of have to tune into Fox News and look at pretty women tell lies?
Yeah, with those pretty lies. The thing is that, you know, I do two things. I have two things. One is, it's almost like I can think like them.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
I know how they think. I know the thought process. So I can anticipate their activities, their actions. But sometimes I'm not. I do have a life, and I try to go on with it. But I will sometimes I'm just following like the rest of everyone else.
Sure. You remember the band that was performing when the terrorists came in and shot up their crowd?
Yeah, the Screaming Eagles.
Yeah. So apparently their concert has been canceled because they've said something against I think if I understand this right, they basically said, look, the reason this whole thing kind of went down is because of the liberals, right? The whole kumbaya thing out there. We need to be a little smarter about stuff. Have you heard that those guys and that comment and that quote and the pushback to that and their concert being canceled? And what are your thoughts on the kumbaya crowd causing these things to happen, because we just want to hold hands with bad people?
Right. you know, I mean, their guy was killed on stage. I mean, one of the guys had human flesh and human bone pulled out of his face. I mean, that was a traumatic experience, and I fully expect them to be, you know, angry over it, to be, you know, trying to direct some blame and some everywhere, right? Mm. So I'm not really going to judge him on that. It's expected that something like that would happen. He would make those comments. I have heard comments he's made, you know, almost anti-Muslim comments, whatever. But, I mean, again, whether it's kumbaya or not, at the end of the day, we have two options. One is engagement, continued engagement, dialogue, or the other becomes isolation and, you know, otherization. And I can guarantee you that the latter of the two is the one that creates more problems. So whatever side you want to pick, it's up to you. But one side works better than the other.
Okay, we're on the phone with Mubin Sheikh. Last time Mubin and I were together, we were hanging out at the Humble and Fred show. That was awkward. I remember I was driving into the studio and you had walked in, or no, you, I don't think you were there yet, but they were talking about the fact that you were coming on the show, and they said something like, can you imagine, you know, all of a sudden this is our last show and our heads are severed and sitting over there in a table, and, you know, that'll be the last news anybody hears from Humble and Fred. Hey, that, how do you like that as an intro to you going on their show?
Well, as long as you imply some kind of hijacking on my part, then I'm fine.
Okay, all right. As long as you take over the Humble and Fred.
I would be really offended. I would be really offended.
Now, listen, earlier in the show, this show, I was talking about the fact that, you know, again, speaking of how wimpy we are in the West and everything's so politically correct, and, you know, that's why people are gravitating actually towards Donald Trump. I can imagine that the West secretly, and I mean the leaders, want Putin to be armed and loaded and get him to go in there and do all bad, nasty stuff. And so we should probably secretly fund Putin so that he can take out the terrorists. What do you think of that thought?
Yeah, that, I mean, that was one thought. Early on when all this was happening, there were a number of things. They said, hey, what do you mean Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah want to duke it out in Syria? They're, both of them are our enemies. So, yeah, let them have at it. Hell, send them weapons. Facilitate the transfer of weapons from Libya to Syria. There were all sorts of thoughts like this. And they said, you know, they'll kill themselves off. But unfortunately, what happened is they've just become more combat experienced. Hmm. They've had received transfers of more sophisticated weapons. So contrary to this idea of, you know, of that, it didn't work. Russia came in. I mean, there was no withdrawal. You know, the media was pushing this. Oh, the Russians are leaving. No, they moved a few of their assets, which they weren't using. And they didn't go anywhere. Remember, again, Russia has two bases on the coast of Syria, which is their entry point into the Mediterranean, and thus access to Europe. So they're not going to let those bases go. They've been there for a long time. It's not working. ISIS is alive and well. Iran is there. Their Shia militias from Iraq are also in Syria. They're claiming to fight terrorism. They're not succeeding so well. So what we're seeing is a complete, it's really a regional war that's taking place in Syria. The Saudis and the Iranians, the Iraqis and the Iranians, the Turks, of course, the second largest army in NATO. Okay, so the Russian argument, you know, let the Russians go and do it. And what are they doing? They're killing civilians, bombing hospitals. I mean, if we tell ourselves that that's what we're going to start doing to achieve our ends,
yeah,
then we've become the monster.
Okay,
we've
so monster. I'm really not familiar with this outlet, and maybe it's just a trashy magazine or something. I have no idea. But in a, what's it called? Express. Express.co.uk.
A tabloid, UK tabloid.
Okay,
but,
so
sometimes they have some good stories.
So is there any substance to this headline? Putin given go-ahead to build new super army to destroy ISIS.
No, this was, you'll actually see, if you actually search back on that, you'll see it was a couple of years, or maybe last year. But it's an older story that's being rehashed. It followed other claims. That Russia was going to wipe out ISIS in 2 weeks. You know, search that as a phrase, and you'll find a whole slew of articles from largely the Russian propaganda outfits like Sputnik News and RT. No, there's no super army. I mean, the Russians have been there for how long? How many months? How many civilians have they killed? I can understand when you're going after terrorists who hide among women and children, which they do, And I'm going to say openly, I mean, there's a law of proportionality. You are, quote unquote, allowed to bomb places where there are women and children if you can make the proportionality argument. So the question is, they're doing that. They're not even using a proportionality law. They're just killing women and children and civilians in marketplaces. And yet, no wiping out of ISIS. ISIS continues to grow. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
The final thing I just need to run by you is this whole TSA lineups out the airport and down the street all the way back to your house kind of thing. Yeah. And people are obviously complaining, and no one likes that. But is that just a new reality, or I mean, what's your take? And by the way, when you travel, Mubin, do you get to go through a special line?
Because you know what, I've never been stopped. I mean, there was a I was mistakenly watchlisted and put on the terrorist watch list. Okay, in 2011, I have to begin with that. It was a mistake that I worked with the U.S. government. They got me off the list. I've been traveling back and forth to the U.S., D.C., I mean, all over, no problem.
Right.
2 days ago, I go to New York, I get the secondary, Tactical Terrorism Response Unit. Luckily, I wasn't in a rush, but 2.5 hours, I mean, they were very polite, but 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours of what, interrogation and rubber gloves?
Yeah, how does that go down?
No. It's mostly just they call your, you know, they call up a fusion center and, you know, make sure everything's okay, blah, blah, blah. But just on the question of lineups and whatnot, there are two things. One is you have the reactive nature of government. So a bombing happens in relation to an airport somewhere. Suddenly there's a reaction in New York, in American airports, and, you know, they jack up security. But the other hand, on the other hand, is some say it was a stunt internally by the TSA to draw attention to the fact that they need more people.
All right.
More people and this and that. So there wasn't anything that really justified it at those particular airports. But, you know, this is part of the security theater that we live in nowadays.
Interesting phrase. I like that. You should write a book called that, Security Theater.
Yeah.
Well, listen, as always, it's lovely to chat with you. Where are you these days? Are you in a secret underground bunker somewhere that can't be?
No underground bunker.
No.
I got some time off, so I'm going to spend it with family.
Okay, in your underground bunker. Okay, good.
Well, next week I go to see the commanding general of the Canadian Special Forces. So, yeah, that's Wednesday. You know.
Oh, my goodness. You're a freak. But I love when you're on the show. I just love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our terrorism update with the bomb, Mubin Sheikh. Dude, so good to talk to you. And say hi to the fam jam for me. Come on up to the country and visit the rednecks with the fam, will you?
Godspeed and God bless.
Well, take care. I think I said that already. Take care. Take care. Sometimes I stutter with him. He makes me nervous. You know? There's a guy that had jihadi training.
It's stutter-inducing, I'm sure.
Stutter-inducing. I love it. We'll be right back. Bomb, 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 bomb